M51 recording length 30 minutes and 35 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 51 Spiral Galaxy M51, NGC 5194, Type SC, in Cairns Venatici Whirlpool Galaxy M51.jpg, Right Ascension 13, 29.9, H colon M, Declination plus 47, 12, Deg colon M, Distance 37,000, Cli, Visual Brightness 8.4, Mag, Apparent Dimension 11x7, Arc Min, discovered 1773 by Charles Messier, the famous Whirlpool Galaxy Messier 51, Million 51, and GC 5194, is one of the most conspicuous, and probably the most well-known spiral galaxy in the sky. M51 was one of Charles Messier's original discoveries. He discovered it on October 13, 1773, when observing a comet, and described it as a very faint nebula, without stars, which is difficult to see. Its companion, NGC 5195, was discovered on March 21, 1781 by his friend Pierre Mgaine, so that it is mentioned in Messier's 1781 catalogue. It is double. Each has a bright center, which are separated 435. The two atmospheres touch each other. The one is even fainter than the other. In addition to the description, in his personal copy of the catalogue, Messier has added a small drawing, or sketch of the two nebulae, M51 and NGC 5195. One of the rare cases a detailed drawing by Charles Messier of one of his objects is preserved. NGC 5195 was assigned an own catalog number by William Herschel, HI.186. Occasionally, there is some confusion what is meant with the designation M51. The pair, justified by Messier's mention of both nebulae, or the larger galaxy, NGC 5194. If the pair is meant, NGC 5194 is sometimes called M51A. And NGC 5195 is then M51b. M51 is the dominating member of a small group of galaxies, which also contains M63 and a number of fainter galaxies. As it is about 37 million light-years distant and so conspicuous, it is actually a big and luminous galaxy. The value of M51's, and the whole group's, distance is still not very well known. Our value, of 37 mli, is based on photometric methods and e.g. given by Kenneth Glenn Jones. Some authors give significantly lower values, less than 20 mli, but a recent, 2001, STSCI press release gave 31 million light-years. This galaxy was the first one where the spiral structure was discovered, in spring 1845 by Lord Rosse, who made a very careful and accurate painting. Therefore, M51 is sometimes referenced as Rosse's galaxy or Lord Rosse's question mark. He is cited with this name, C, e.g., Ned. According to our present understanding, the pronounced spiral structure is a result of M51's current encounter with its neighbor, NGC 5195, the fainter one in Messier's description. Due to this interaction, the gas in the galaxy was disturbed and compressed in some regions, resulting in the formation of new young stars. As is common in galactic encounters, spiral structure is preferably induced in the more massive galaxy. Halton Arp has included M51 as number 85 in his catalog of peculiar galaxies, a spiral with large high surface brightness companion. For the amateur, M51 is easy and a showpiece if the sky is dark, but is quite sensitive for light pollution, which easily makes it fade in the background. Under very good conditions, even suggestions of its spiral arms can be glanced with telescopes starting from 4-inch. Low magnification is best for viewing this pair. The Hubble Space Telescope has investigated especially the central region of M51. Its compact nucleus is now classified as of Seyfert Type 2.5 newer HST investigations, published 2001, focus on investigation of the inner spiral arms and dust clouds, which are the birth sites of massive and luminous stars. ESA's ISO, Infrared Space Observatory, satellite has investigated the Whirlpool Galaxy in the infrared light. Two supernova have been discovered in M51 so far. Asterisk on April 2, 1994. SN 1994 I was discovered 14E and 12S of the nucleus of M51 by the Atlantic amateur astronomers Jerry Armstrong and Tim Puckett. It brightened to Mag 12.8 and was classified as of type Ike. Asterisk on June 27, 2005. German amateur Wolfgang Kloer found SN 2005 CS15W and 67.3S of the nucleus of M51 as it was at Mag 13.5, and rising. This supernova was found to be of type II by the analysis of its spectrum. The companion galaxy, NGC 5195, has also produced one supernova, 1945A, which occurred on April 8, 1945. And reached 14th magnitude. Messier 51 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on October 13, 1773, and GC 5195 discovered by Pierre Mekane on March 21, 1781. Messier, M51, January 11, 1774 51 13H 20 meters 23s 200 D 05 48. +48 D 24, 24, very faint nebula, without stars, near the eye of the northern greyhound hunting dog, below the star Eta of second magnitude of the tail of Ursa Major. M. Messier discovered this nebula on October 13, 1773, while he was watching the comet visible at the time. One cannot see this nebula without difficulties with an ordinary telescope of 3.5-foot Florida. Near it is a star of 8th magnitude. M. Messier reported its position on the chart of the comet observed in 1773 and 1774. Memoirs of the Academy 1774. Plate II it is double. Each has a bright center, which are separated 435. The two atmospheres touch each other. The one is even fainter than the other. Reobserved several times. Handwritten note in Messier's personal copy of the 1780 version of the catalogue. M. Kane has seen that nebula on March 21, 1781. Included is a sketch of the two nebulae, and a star, Bode, Bode 25, a small nebula, on January 5, 1774, I found below, S, the last star Eta in the tail of the Great Bear, Duma, or at the neck of Asterion the northern hunting dog, Canis Venaticus, west and in a triangle with the 23rd and 24th star, after Flamsteen. A small, faintly illuminated nebulous patch of slightly oblong shape. It was only visible with the 7-foot Florida telescope, and forms a trapezium with three small stars west of it. The separation to which I measured with the heliometer, as shown in the first figure of Table IV, asterisk, asterisk, this and the other figures show the relative positions of the nebulous stars as seen with an astronomical telescope, or reversed, William Herschel, from Phil. Trans 74, 1784, p. 437-451, misinterpretation as cluster, for instance, 29 Messier objects including M51, all which are said to be nebulae without stars, have either plainly appeared to be nothing but stars, or at least to contain stars, and to shew every other indication of consisting them entirely, 1811, pt volume 1811. p. 226-336, here p. 285-8, of double nebulae with joint nebulosity in addition to the instances referred to in the preceding article of nebulae which are brighter in more than one place, of nebulae that have more than one center of attraction I give the following list of what may be called double nebulae, asterisk, C15 nebulae, including M51, HI.186, and GC5195. HI.186, May 12, 1787 CBPLR or LIVE GBM, 3, NP the 51st of the Connecticut.day temps. Considerably bright, pretty large, round or little elongated, very gradually brighter toward the middle. 3, North proceeding NW, of the 51st of the Connaissance.day temps M51, unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific papers. Volume 2, p. 654, 1783, September 17, 7 feet, 57, two nebulae joined together, both suspected of being stars, of the most north HI.186, and GC 5195. I have hardly any doubt. 7 feet, about 150. A strong suspicion next to a certainty of being stars. I make no doubt the 20 feet will resolve them clearly, as they want light and prevent my using a higher power with this instrument. 1783, September 20th, 20 feet, 200. Most difficult to resolve, yet I do no longer doubt it. In the Southern Nebula NGC 5194, I saw several stars by various glimpses. In the Northern NGC 5195, also 3 or 4 in the thickest part of it, but never very distinctly. Evening very bad. 1787, May 12th, SW 734, bright, a very uncommon object, nebulosity in the center with the nucleus surrounded by detached nebulosity in the form of a circle, of an equal brightness in 3 or 4 places, forming altogether a most curious object. H.I.186 NGC 5195, BRSV GBM, bright, round, small, very gradually brighter to the middle, just north of the former. 1788, April 29th, SW 836, VBL very bright, large, surrounded with a beautiful glory of milky nebulosity with here and there small interruptions that seem to through the glory at a distance. H.I.186 NGC 5195, CBPL, a little e considerably bright, pretty large, a little elongated, about 3, p preceding, w, mes 51 and about 2, more north, asterisk, asterisk, Dreyer's note. These are the only observations recorded of the Great Spiral. John Herschel, 1833, H1622. H1622 equals M51, sweep 255, April 26, 1830, raw 13 H22 meters 37.1s, NPD 41D56, 9, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a very bright round nucleus surrounded at a distance by a nebulous ring, see Fig 25, and the note on this neb in the appendix. Sweep 140, March 20th, 1828, raw 13 H22 meters 38.5s, NPD 41D56, 13, 1830.0, a most astonishing object, and see appendix as above. Sweep 257, May 13th, 1830, raw 13 H22 meters 38.9s, NPD 41D54, 53, 1830.0, a nucleus in double or divided ring, and C. Sweep 329, March 7th, 1831, raw 13 H22 meters 40.0s, NPD 41D55, 36, 1830.0, place of the nucleus, the rings barely discernible for a haze. Sweep 138, March 17th, 1828, raw 13 H22 meters 41.5s, 1830.0, PB, E, VGBM, seen through cloud pretty bright, extended, very gradually brighter toward the middle, seen through cloud. Sweep 256, April 27th, 1830, raw 13 H22 meters 43.8s, NPD 41D57, 28, 1830.0, see appendix, appendix, figure on plate X, figure 25, number 1622, million 51, raw 13 H22 meters 39s, NPD 41D56, fig 25, M51, this very singular object is thus described by Messier, Beaulieu's sans étoiles. On le put l'avoir que difficilement avec un lunette ordinaire de 3.5 pins, la double, ayant chacune un centre brillant éloigné l'un de l'autre de 4.35, les deux atmosphères se touchent. By this description it is evident that the peculiar phenomena of the nebulous ring which encircles the central nucleus had escaped his observation, as might have been expected from the inferior light of his telescopes. My father describes it in his observations of Messier's nebulae, which are not included in his catalogues, as a bright round nebula, surrounded by a halo or glory at a distance from it, and accompanied by a companion, but I do not find that the partial subdivision of the ring into two branches throughout its south following limb was noticed by him. This is, however, one of its most remarkable and interesting features. Supposing it to consist of stars, the appearance it would present to a spectator placed on a planet attendant on one of them eccentrically situated towards the north preceding quarter of the central mass, would be exactly similar to that of our Milky Way, traversing in a manner precisely analogous the firmament of large stars, into which the central cluster would be seen projected, and, owing to its distance, appearing, like it, to consist of stars much smaller than those in other parts of the heavens. Can it, then, be that we have here a brother system bearing a real physical resemblance and strong analogy of structure to our own? Were it not for the subdivision of the ring, the most obvious analogy would be that of the system of Saturn, and the idea of Laplace respecting the formation of that system would be powerfully recalled by this object. But it is evident that all idea of symmetry caused by rotation on an axis must be relinquished, when we consider that the elliptic form of the inner subdivided portion indicates with extreme probability an elevation of that portion above the plane of the rest, so that the real form must be that of a ring split through half its circumference, and having the split portions set asunder at an angle of about 45 degrees each to the plane of the other. Smythe, CCCCLXXXV485, M51, CCCCLXXXV51,000,000 canum venaticorum. R13H23m06s, Dec and 48D01.7 mean epoch of observation, 1836.69 September 1836, a pair of lucid white nebulae, each with an apparent nucleus, with their nebulosities running into each other, as if under the influence of a condensing power, they are near the ear of Asterion, the northern hound, and the smaller nebula, or northern one, having the brightest nucleus, was differentiated by the wire micrometer. They are 3 degrees southwest of Alcade Eta Uma, where the place is indicated by a line from Dug Alpha Uma, through Megaris Delta Uma, extended nearly twice that distance into the southeast beyond. There are 3 telescopic stars following, and a bright 7th magnitude about as far beyond them as they are from the nebulae, but the preceding part of the field is quite clear. Sir John Herschel has given a beautiful representation of this extraordinary object, Fig. Number 25, in the illustrations to his catalogue of 1830. This fine field was discovered by Messier in 1772, actually 1773, and described as a faint double nebula whose centers are 435, apart, but with the borders in contact. This southern object is truly singular, having a bright center surrounded with luminosity, resembling a ghost of Saturn, with his ring in vertical position. They form now 1622 and 1623 of J. H.'s catalog, who terms the Southern, or Halo Nebula, a most astonishing object, probably a similar system to our own, the halo representing the galaxy. Supposing it, he remarks, to consist of stars, the appearance it would present to a spectator placed on a planet attendant on one of them, eccentrically situated toward the NP quarter of the central mass, would be exactly similar to that of our Milky Way, traversing, in a manner precisely analogous, the firmament of large stars, into which the central cluster would have been projected, and, owing to its greater distance, appearing, like it, to consist of stars much smaller fainter than those in other parts of the heavens. Can it then be that we have here a brother system, bearing a real physical resemblance and strong analogy of structure to our own? We have then an object presenting an amazing display of the uncontrollable energies of the omnipotence, the contemplation of which compels reason and admiration to yield to awe. On the outermost verge of telescopic reach we perceive a stellar universe similar to that to which we belong, whose vast amplitudes no doubt are peopled with countless numbers of percipient beings, for those beautiful orbs cannot be considered as mere masses of inert matter. And it is interesting to know that, if there be intelligent existence, an astronomer gazing at our distant universe will see it, with a good telescope, precisely under the lateral aspect which bears presence to us. But after all, what do we see? Both that wonderful universe, our own, and all which optical assistance has revealed to us, may be only the outliers of a cluster immensely more numerous. The millions of suns we perceive cannot comprise the Creator's universe, There are no bounds to infinitude, and the boldest views of the elder Herschel only place us as commanding a ken whose radius is some 35,000 times longer than the distance of Sirius from us. Well might the dying Laplace explain, that which we know is little, that which we know not is immense. Lord Rossville, Trans 1844, p. 321-324, on his observation with his 3 feet, 36 inch, aperture telescope, Fig. 25 of J.H., 1833, abounds in stars mixed with nebulosity. I have not yet seen it on a very fine night, but it was observed by my assistant, and a gentleman who was with him, and they had no doubt but that the center was completely resolved. Phil, Trans 1850, p. 499-514, drawing on plate XXXV, Fig. 1, on his observation with his 6 feet, 72 inch, aperture, 53 feet Florida Leviathan, telescope, p. 505, the spiral arrangement of 51 Messier was detected in spring 1845, p. 509, plate XXXV figs, 1 and 2 are seen on a scale of half an inch to a minute, plate XXXV fig 1, h. 1622, this object has been observed 20.8 times with the 6 inch instrument. It has been repeatedly observed with the 3 feet instrument. September 18, 1843, observed with the 3 feet instrument. Power single lens, 1 inch focus, a great number of stars clearly visible in it. Still Herschel's ring not apparent, at least no such uniformity as he represents in his drawing. April 11, 1844, observed with the 3 feet instrument, 2 friends assisting, both saw the center clearly resolved. April 26, 1848, 6 feet instrument, saw the spirality of the principal nucleus very plainly, saw also spiral arrangement in the smaller nucleus. The following measurements were taken by my assistant, Mr. Johnstone Stoney, in the spring of 1849 and 1850. Here lies a big table of statistics that I did not have the heart to include in this audio. John Morris, Observations. There is a great discrepancy between the measured position of 11 and 12 and the rough diagram made at the time of observation. And 13 is twice noticed in the observing book, once and 11, 13 is taken as one position, the other times and 11 and 13 are taken separately, and 13 being made 1d40, less than and 11, hence 270d31, is a more probable position for n13 than that given in the table. The Greek letters are perpendiculars from n on tangents to the outside of the convolutions, the tangents from alpha, beta and gamma being vertical, that is, parallel to the position 95d7, and those for delta, epsilon, zeta, eta horizontal, i.e. parallel to position 5d7. The greater part of the observations were made when the eye was affected by lamp light, which made it difficult to estimate correctly the center of the nucleus. It was of importance that no time should be unnecessarily spent, and after the lamp had been used a new measure was taken, as it was judged that the object was sufficiently seen. With the brighter stars this would frequently happen before the nucleus was well defined, as all impediments to vision seem to affect nebulae much more than stars the light of which would be estimated as of the same intensity. In the foregoing list the greatest discrepancies are in the measures of bright objects, and this is probably the proper account of it. No stars have been inserted in the sketch which are not in the table of the measurements. The general appearance of the object would have been better given if the minute stars had been put in from the eye sketch, but it would have created confusion. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC3572, GC3572 equals H1622 equals M51, Ra 13 H 23 meters 55.4s. NPD42D5, 4.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, NUCLN ring, H, spiral, R, 10 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, magnificent, nucleus and ring, J.H., spiral, Ross, remark, figures in PT33JH 1833, plate the second, Fig. 25. PT50 Lord Ross 1850, plate XXXV, Fig. 1, woodcut diagram in Ross 1861, GC3574, and GC5195. GC3574 equals H1623 equals HI.1A6, Ra13H24m4.4s, NPD42D0, 50.7, 1860.0, B, PS, R, VGBM, F26 observations by W.N. J. Herschel, bright, pretty small, very gradually brighter toward the middle. Following eastern component of 2, Huggins further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies. Phil, Trans, Roysock, Volume 156, 1866, p. 381-397, here p. 388-389, no GC, 3572-1622-851-RA13H23m55S.4, NPD42D5, 4, remarkable, nucleus and ring, H, spiral, R, the outer nucleus unquestionably spiral with a twist to the left, lower ross both nuclei resolved, brighter parts of spiral branches suspected to be resolvable, stars innumerable. Though I feel satisfied that it is not a cluster. Lord Oaks Mantown Ross, Nas observations Nacusatok enchangement dance la position relative de deltets dance interval de 13 ends. Our observations don't accuse any change in the relative position of the two heads nuclei. In an interval of 13 years, Ostruve each of the bright centers brought successively upon the slit, spectrum continuous. A suspicion that some parts of the spectrum were abnormally bright relatively to the other parts. Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate VI, Fig 27, Dreyer, 1877, GC3572, H1622051, Drawings in Lassell, Plate VI, Fig 27, Dreyer, and GC5194, and GC5194 equals GC3572 equals H1622, M51, Ra13H23m58s, NPD42D4.9, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, great spiral neb, equals M51 magnificent. Great Spiral Nebula, remark, figures, together with NGC5195, in PT33JH1833, Plate X, Fig 25, PT50 Lord Ross 1850, Plate XXXB, Fig 1, Last 2 Lassell, Memoirs R8S Volume XXXVI, Plate VI, Fig 27, LDR Observations of Nebulae and Clusters at Bicker Castle, 1848-78, Transactions Royal Dublin Society, Volume the 2nd, 1880, Plate IV, also woodcut, diagram, Vogel 2 publication in De Astrophys, Observatorium zu Potsdam, Volume IV, Part 1, Observations with a 27-inch Vienna refractor, Plate III, and GC5195. And GC5195 equals GC3574 equals H1623 equals HI.1A6, Ra13H24m5s, NPD42D0.6, 1860.0, B, PS, LIP, VGBM, I and V and M51, bright, pretty small, little extended elongated. Very gradually brighter toward the middle, involved in M51. Remarks see above, M51. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL, Lickobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC5194 and 5195, RA equals 13:25.7. Deck equals plus 47:43. PUBL, Lickobs, Volume VII, Plate 47. The beautiful spiral M.51 in Keynes Venetici, including very faint matter to the north of NGC 5194, Scarcely visible in any of the very numerous published reproductions, it covers an area about 12x6, in PA approximately 30 deg, a sharp stellar nucleus in NGC 5194, and the whorls show a multitude of stellar condensations. The satellite nebula, NGC 5195, has a bright, elongated nucleus. Its nebulosity is of a more diffuse type, without discernible spiral structure, and with several rifts which suggest absorption effects. See ABS F22SN, Content Karasyev SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.